When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Red Sox off today, which is good news for Rafael Devers. He will remain at 0-19.
Can regroup.
0-19 until tomorrow. What?
Great obscure Breaking Bad reference.
Yes.
Hank's wife, she had a disease. She couldn't stop stealing.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Remember,
she was a klepto?
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, nothing gets people more fired up than that discussion.
Oh, yeah.
It comes to sports gambling and addiction and all that, Curtis.
And I've been reached out by people I find intelligent.
Yeah.
Trying to get me to explain what the difference is between personal responsibility and the ability, if someone has the inability to make a rational choice because of addiction.
Yeah.
And so just on this topic, if I was unable to exist in a society that advertised sports betting because I could not stop gambling, I would have to relinquish my phone and my whatever or share my data with someone I trusted who knew of this issue. And that is how I went in my banking info, all of that.
Yeah.
You would have like just so in between the ICU and rehab for me, I had a couple days at home before I was admitted. And so Jess would go to work and my parents would be with me until work was over because I couldn't at that point be trusted to not go and drink. And so like I didn't ask the world to close their liquor stores.
No.
And I feel awful for people who are trapped. It sucks. There is literally nothing worse that I have known in my life than being in the throes of addiction. It is awful. You saw the picture of me in front of a jet. Like, God. But the answer is within you. It's in the ability to overcome and understand the reasoning behind it. The answer is not to change things. Another example, sorry. Like, I was a senior in high school. We went to Aruba. My parents said, oh, he's a big drinker. We're going to stay at the hotel down the street. Well, I got so hammered, I ended up in a jail cell. Like, I couldn't have had more people looking out for me, and I just didn't stop.
Yeah.
Like, no. It's on me.
Yeah. All right. Well, at least one of our elected officials in this state advocating for some changes when it comes to sports wagering and some control, parental control, even though you're an adult, on how much you can wager on any given day. It's a two for Tuesday, so if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, and you know today's code word, then you will get a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox and the Cardinals on Saturday at Fenway Park, and you can win at the bottom of every single hour. So on the 30s, as we would say, every single hour all the way up until 4 today. Hill Notes this morning brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
All right, Jackson, let him rip.
Guys, terrible show yesterday. Way too much ball talk and not enough nut talk. Okay? Please, talk about truck nuts.
Fair.
I love truck nuts. I've completely changed that now.
Do you want to do like a I'm putting together the Roadshow merch as we speak for this season of Roadshows. Do you want a set of branded Greg Hill Show truck nuts?
I think people would love that.
But would you?
Okay.
On your truck?
Oh, yeah, I'll take truck nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take truck nuts.
Maybe we'll work on that.
I've completely changed now. Rather than calling somebody like, oh, this person's got no nuts, now like this person got no truck nuts.
Greg Hill Show, WEEI. It's the balls.
Right. Oh.
And can I just get this off
Are
my chest?
Are you okay with that?
Courtney? Great. Yeah.
Yes. So the a-holes that I went to Aruba with that didn't come looking for me and that saw me come back the morning after from jail, Stevie, who's now a state trooper, we thought you got lucky in Aruba. Nope, I didn't. I was butt naked in a jail cell by myself. Carry on.
When I hear about Gator at, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the morning, y'all should be ashamed of yourself. Y'all should never disrespect the real Gator. The Gator from the other guys, Will Ferrell. That dude's never been about that. Never been about that. You feel me?
Gator don't play that. Yeah.
We had some good Mike Greenwell talk at 6 o'clock this morning, Curtis and I, because I think he once sacrificed a chicken or something in order to bust the slump. So
Greeny.
There may be something there. I don't want for any fowl to be injured, but you got to do something.
For Devers, of course. I mean, he needs his own little Joe Boo, you know, from Major League, something to help him out.
Right.
Something.
Also, Mitch, if you could just throw that back up, Sensei works so quick. There's already truck nuts on Ken's vehicle that is following our vehicle.
Wait, really?
Hey, look, Ken got nuts.
I can't see. Oh, okay. Wait, is that Ken following behind?
Yeah, go up a little bit, Mitch, to show the full thing.
I didn't realize that was a part of the official Roadshow art this year.
It's new.
Wow.
Okay, Ken has a sidecar. Who is with Ken?
Eamon and Griff.
Oh. Okay.
And there's truck nuts hanging right. Those are right above Ken's chin.
Right. Oh, call those chin truck nuts.
Is that what they
that's what they
is
are.
Is that where they're hanging?
No.
Hanging right there.
Rafi, can you cut it out? I mean, it's okay, buddy. Here's some bubblegum.
Man, Devers is gone.
Yeah.
It's baseball players.
Is he ever is it possible that he never comes out of it mentally?
It happens.
Like there have been guys who have had this mental block.
Yes.
And have never come out of it.
Dontrell Willis. Remember the pitcher for the Florida Marlins?
Yes.
He was really good. He was like second in Cy Young. 2 years later, he couldn't even throw the ball over the plate. So like this is, you know, this is something because baseball players are talking about all the time. They're so different. They're like, you know, the way they see the game mentally, like just some of the what's it called? Superstitions on how they go to the plate. Remember, Nomar used to do his gloves a million times.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, there's a chance, like, Devers, he might, I'm not saying he won't get a hit, but this guy could go from a legit all-star hitter to somebody now that is, like, batting 175 throughout the season.
Do you want to see? In May 2003, the Marlins were in a terrible slump. And so their backup catcher, Mike Redman, decided to go out and take BP nude.
Mm.
And so that
helped them out?
That apparently got them out of that slump.
Yeah.
So maybe that's an option.
Something.
Okay.
Maybe that would be an option for Devers. I don't know.
And go back to the truck nuts, if we could, I got Jeremy the Curtis fan sent me in a special one that he put together. I don't know if Mitch has it. I sent it to you there, Mitchie. Oh, we don't have it yet. Carry on.
Okay.
Rafi Devers is Jeremy Swayman. These little babies act out, affect the whole team, and look at what they're doing now. Gotta love it. Keep it up. Get this guy out of here. He's got no heart, no soul. David Ortiz had both. He is not a winner. Get him out, and we'll be good. See you later.
Wow.
I mean, that comparison was made earlier on the show, and it may be spot on.
Yeah. Would you say emergency top five, Devers is number one, biggest fall from grace as a Boston's, like, sports
superstar.
A superstar where people are like, "Oh, we love this guy," and now it's like,
"Oh, Kyrie Irving."
All right, all right.
Yeah,
Kyrie. Devers ain't too far behind them.
Antonio Brown.
But at least Kyrie can still hit shots.
It's hard to panic because the baseball season is so long. So, but it is. That number is extraordinary. I mean, they played 5 games.
Right.
And he has whiffed 15 times.
Right. And what makes you think, and it is early in the season, but just the way he looks, what makes you think it's going to be a quick turnaround?
Also, is Bregman okay nose-wise?
Yeah.
You see that yesterday?
I did.
What a grinder that dude is. But he's not hitting that well either.
Right, but he's still got a couple hits. I think he's got four or five hits.
You can call everybody on that team out other than your guy, Willier Abreu.
Right. But he's just, Devers is historically bad.
Oh, it's awful.
Hello there, this is Thaddeus McCabe calling from 1940s Radio. Just wanted to say that we think Jackson is really something. He's the cat's pajamas. We love his opinions on bulk groceries, and if he's looking for a full-time job, he can reach out at any time. Our number is 5.
Oh, that guy was good right there.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Shine back tomorrow.
All right.
Great job by Jackson filling in.
Yes.
All right, continue, Jackson.
Here we go with the Greg Hill Show, running players out of town again, talking junk about Rafi Devers, spewing the propaganda just like they did with Mayo and Belichick. So the more junk they talk, the more propaganda, they'll run them out of town like they do every interviewer that they get on the show.
Can I say something about this guy for a second?
Yeah.
This guy calls literally every day, leaves no less than 12 to 14 to 15 messages.
Okay. All right. Really likes the show.
No, he literally says how much he hates it. And he hates the show.
He says what? He hates the show?
He hates you.
Well,
hates the show.
But that's okay.
Right. Yeah, he's there and listening.
Not everybody's cup of tea, and there are people who hate listen.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he literally, there's so much vitriol and viciousness in his voice.
I don't think we ran Gerard Mayo out of town.
No.
I don't think we ran Bill Belichick out of town.
No.
And
I don't think we're going to run Devers out of town.
Well, I mean, honestly, we're on the radio. It really doesn't have that much effect on anything.
Maybe it helps.
And our show's pretty split usually on all 3 of those. Yeah, it's been pretty split.
Yeah.
Maybe it helps him. Maybe he listens and he goes, man.
Rafael Devers listens?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Can't you just
the Odyssey app translates.
Yeah, can't you just hit the ESP button and turn it right into Espanol? Yeah.
Buenos tardes, amigos.
Hello. This is Rafael Devers. Do not worry. Do not worry about me. I am trying all of these lambasters. I am trying the hot dog. I'm trying the ice cream. All of these lambasters. I'm trying them all. No worries.
Oh, he's eating.
I don't know that he's trying to bust the slump with food. I also don't know that he looks that bad.
Really. I don't think he looks bad. Courtney and I are on the same page, but, everybody sees people differently.
Rafi Devers will get his first hit when the Greg.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Hill Morning Show finishes their leads before 7 o'clock.
Fair.
I mean, I love a good radio stunt. Should we stay on the air until he gets his next hit, Curtis?
I think it works.
Wow. Pull that off.
We can, I mean, we can bring the Comrex home. We'll like alternate who sleeps. I can have James host for an hour.
I mean, we could do that.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Maybe that would help.
Well, at least you know we're going to get 24 hours because he's not going to hit today. He won't get that hit today.
Way to go, Jackson. You want to talk about Bill Belichick? You want to talk about the little gossip you heard, Curtis? You want to talk about parking spaces? Way to go, Jackson. You do not bring anything earth-shattering to the table in the morning, Curtis.
I love the life Jack.
What?
The life Jack from Jackson.
They all involve something to do with Costco.
Yeah.
Right. Or tires.
So, Curtis, I heard you ask Jackson whether or not he's ever heard of Tide Pods. And that's kind of a stupid question when, of course, he has. What do you think he keeps in his snack jar?
Hey, Greg. Jackson here with another life jack. When labeling your Gene Simmons Kiss dolls, put a marking underfoot with a date of origin. That way, when somebody asks you which Gene Simmons Love Gun doll and where you purchased it, you can tell them the date you purchased it, and it will provide good information for other Gene Simmons doll collectors, Greg.
I do not collect Gene Simmons dolls.
Interesting leads always from Jackson.
Jackson, your leads are so pedestrian. What are you talking about? Mocking measuring cups for cooking. Who cooks? Don't you have a cook? And laundry? Laundry, don't you have a maid to do your laundry? Jackson, I just don't get you.
A text from Brees Hill on the job site this morning, and it just says WTF on Jackson's lead.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I mean, there's something for everybody.
Sometimes you can't
see him. My guess is he's not alone with that.
Yeah, sometimes you can't see him. You don't know exactly how.
He probably helped someone today.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He probably did. Yes, right. He did.
Yeah. Greg, do you think if Raffy's bat was torpedo-shaped, he might actually be able to make contact?
Curtis, how long are the Yankees going to get away with those torpedo bats?
It's so sad. The organization has fallen to new lows. It's like, it's not enough that you spend $600 million on your roster. Now you have to get bats to fit Volpe's needs.
Oh, get Raffy some torpedo bats.
Yeah, I don't know. Wiggs,
honestly, just stick with Raffy. It's what you want to say, and it works.
I don't know why. I feel like a lot of people do call him Raffy.
Yeah.
Raffy.
Yeah. Well, that's part one of the things that really got up in his feels.
What was I call him, Raffy?
You called him the wrong name. That's why he can't hit a baseball.
Yeah, my bad, Raffy.
Hey, Ralphie, if you lost 1 pound for every strikeout this year, you'd be in pretty good shape.
I mean,
that'd be good.
It's
15 pounds. That's impressive.
Now, I by all means am not a mathematical genius. But if my math is correct, I believe Rafi Devers' batting average is 0.0 at 19 at bats. Is that at all possible with the money he's making every year?
Yep. It is, I guess.
Yeah.
.000.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Hey, that check clears every 2 weeks. I bet it got a lot of zeros on it.
Yeah, the check has a lot of zeros on it.
Coco, take it easy, man. Holy cow, you're like a pit bull lately. Relax, man.
Yeah, sometimes I like to stand by my point.
There you go. Stand on business.
People love to go with the sensitive.
Stand on business,
when I'm the one who's standing on it.
There you go.
Yep.
Hey, you know what's funny? When I go to listen to the podcast, it says The Greg Hill Show, and it has a picture of Greg Hill and Courtney and Wiki. And then every time I listen to the podcast, all I hear is this Chris Curtis guy litigating everything. Relax, buddy. Have a cigar or something. Jeez.
Cigar.
Have a cigar. Rejoin Pink Floyd. Maybe.
I'm so sorry.
I swear I'm listening to an argument of me and my wife. Curtis just goes, I'm looking at MLB. A side-by-side of a year ago, it does appear that he does put on some weight. Courtney goes, it's stretched out. It's got to be stretched out. I'm looking at the same one. So Curtis shows photographic evidence of her being wrong, and she's still denying it. Oh, my God. Classic woman.
Wasn't just me. Wiggy also didn't think that there was much of a difference.
Well, to be fair, if it's something I say, Wiggy just kind of disagrees.
Well, no, I didn't know the picture was stretched out, so I guess that's what it was.
All right. That's going to do it. Those are Hill Notes. Great
Always
job.
Fun.
Brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!